नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतलेश मदे भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनि तिनामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे अक्कलती यस्टरडे यू वर देयर ओके तो Yesterday, प्रतिबिंब श्रद्धाभास वी आर डिस्कसिंग सो इसमें प्रतिबिंब श्रद्धाभास में ही पुट्स बोथ मिक्स्ड फेथ एंड मायावादी फेथ एज प्रतिबिंब डिस्टॉर्टेड ओके सो ही सेज हाउ देन कैन दिस अटैचमेंट फॉर द लॉर्ड अराइज इन द हार्ट्स ऑफ दोज हु डू नॉट एंगेज इन प्रैक्टिस ऑफ प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस बिकॉज ऑफ देयर डिजायरिंग एंजॉयमेंट और लिबरेशन तो ये कल देखा हमने दिस इज कोटेशन फ्रॉम भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु अबाउट प्रतिबिंब रति आभास व्हेन समटाइम्स दे शो सिम्टम्स ऑफ एक्सटर्नल सिम्टम्स ऑफ रति और भाव बट द एक्चुअल सिम्टम्स विच इज बेसिक अन्याभिलाषित शून्य में दिख नहीं रहे ज्ञान कर्माद्य अनावृतम बेसिक इवन दोस सिम्टम्स आर नॉट देयर बट स्टिल दे आर शोइंग सिम्टम्स ऑफ भाव लाइक अष्टसात्विक विकार सम ऑफ द अष्टसात्विक विकार देन इट इज नॉट दिस क्वेश्चन इज रेलेवेंट टू द स्टडी ऑफ श्रद्धा इसका थोड़ा ब्राइटनेस बढ़ा देता हूं दिस क्वेश्चन इज रेलेवेंट टू द स्टडी ऑफ श्रद्धा Because if it were possible for Mayavadi offenders to experience ecstatic attachment and display its symptoms, then the distinctions between pure faith and reflected semblance of faith would not hold true. If it were possible, then how, on what basis can you differentiate? Srila Prabhupada summarizes and elaborately comments on this question in the Nectar of Devotion. The essence is that the Mayavadis cannot even feel true symptoms of ecstatic attachment. What to speak of display them. What they experience is the reflection of love radiating from the moon-like hearts of the pure devotee. So the real bhava in the heart of a pure devotee is compared to the moon. And the heart of that other person who may have desires for bhakti or mukti, his heart is the reflecting surface. And the moon in the heart of the pure devotee sometimes reflects on the heart of the mixed devotee. So, sometimes he experiences some emotions, which are true emotions, but they are not spiritual emotions, they are material emotions. Just like there is some similarity between a photograph of the moon and the real moon. Both look similar. But what affects the cooling rays that come from the real moon cannot come from the photograph. And the ability to instill juice in the fruits or vegetables that the real moon can do, the photograph cannot do. So therefore, some one or two symptoms, especially tears flowing from eyes and hair standing on end, they can manifest even in those who have these mixed faith. The moon rays of pure transcendental love are so powerful that they induce a semblance of love even in the hearts of the offenders. How can one distinguish the symptoms of reflective semblance of love from their pure counterparts? How is it possible? कल हमने ये डिस्कस किया हाउ
प्राइमरी सिम्टम्स होने चाहिए
रिलायबल सिम्टम्स क्षांतिर अव्यर्थ कालत्वम मानशून्यता आशाबंध समुत्कंठा नामगाने सदा रुचि आसक्ति तद्गुणाख्याने प्रीति तद्वसति स्थले एंड एक छूट गया शांति
मानशून्यता
हो गया शांति ओके एनीवे This question is more than just philosophical. It hints at a real problem that has plagued the Vaishnava society throughout the history. What is that? What has plagued the Vaishnava society? Sahajiyism. Sahajiya mentality. The imitation of ecstatic symptoms. For example, Rupa Goswami writes of a class of materialists who pose as great devotees and publicly display symptoms of ecstasy. Motivated by a desire for fame, followers, wealth and women, these public displays are nothing more than dramas. वो कल्चर से आया हुआ हमारा भी एक दो एम्प्लॉयज है इधर ओपीटी में.
गोपाल
गोपाल कौन है? ओडिशा वाला है क्या?
राधे राधे
बोल के गिर जाता है वो
टेम्पल.
टेम्पल तो वो क्या करेगा, मतलब ही कम्स फ्रॉम दैट कल्चर वेयर दैट इज एक्चुअली identified as something great.
फिर उसको अक्सर में सब लोग आते हैं जैसे रसर करते ना.
हाँ,
ये सब गौरांग नगरी वगैरह सब सब कुछ आते
हैं. हाँ, unfortunately ignorant and uninformed persons fall for the show and perpetuate a fool's paradise of cheaters and the cheated. For this reason Vaishnavacharyas, including Srila Prabhupada, have educated their followers to distinguish between real and imitative devotion. And of course, as already established, such analysis pertains equally well to the semblance of faith itself. Even though that is Bhavabhas ka wo ye hai, but ye same principle can be used to identify pure faith from semblance of faith. Jiva Goswami describes the characteristics of reflective semblance of ecstatic attachment. He points out that out of the 8 genuine ecstatic symptoms, Mayavadis display reflective symptoms of only 2, crying and horripilation, tears, hair standing on end. And even then, only to a small degree. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ka, it is described that syringe jaisa aankh se aata tha, aisa kabhi dekha hai ki. Material emotions cannot generate. Even material emotions में भी आंसू आता है, hair standing on end आता है, पर not to the extent that चैतन्य महाप्रभु का body becomes like a shimuli tree. देखा है ना shimuli tree, ऐसा इतना मोटा मोटा goose bumps, उतना पूरा body में goose bumps कभी देखा है क्या? मतलब
कृष्ण लव है नंदवा महाराज यशोदा मैया stream of water on the falls of water.
These reflective symptoms are short-lived and take place only in the company of pure devotees. See, dekho, here Maharaj is mixing two things. Some people are fakes. Some people experience genuine emotions in the association of pure devotees. Genuine but not spiritual. Reflective semblance of bhava but genuine. So ye jo bhavabhas hai, because such people are addressed as being very fortunate in Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu. So in some cases it is also mentioned to be, they are mentioned to be very fortunate people. So therefore they are not faking. Fake is totally different, cheating you. उसमें कुछ लोग फेक कर रहे होंगे, मुझे सबका पता नहीं, बट मोस्टली दे मस्ट बी फेक फेक्स ओनली मे बी आई डोंट नो. दे आर रेयर मैनिफेस्टिंग ओनली इन दोस मायावादीज डायरेक्टली फेवर्ड बाय कृष्णा एंड दे अपियर ओनली इन पर्सन हु मेंटेन अटैचमेंट फॉर लिबरेशन और सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन. दिस इज फ्रॉम जीव गोस्वामीज कमेंट्री टू दिस वर्स. So, they are rare, manifesting only in those Mayavadis directly favored by Krishna. Unme wo Bhavabhas manifest hota hai. Nahi to even that Bhavabhas is very rare. Bhava to rare hi hai, Bhavabhas bhi rare hai actually. So, this is about Pratibimba Shraddhabhas. Now, we will hear about Chaya Shraddhabhas.
कंपैरिजन तो परफेक्शन के लेवल पर हाउ शोइंग सिम्पटम्स बिगिनिंग साधक लेवल का तो
द प्रिंसिपल इज सेम यू कैन टॉक टू हिम एंड आइडेंटिफाई, तो बोलेगा कि मे बी कॉन्स्टेंटली टॉकिंग अबाउट भक्ति करने से कैसे मुक्ति मिल सकता है या मुक्ति मिल सकता है. सो इफ इज एम्फसाइजिंग देयर देन दैट इंडिकेट्स मिक्स्ड फेथ. तो ये तो इधर एक्सटैटिक सिम्टम्स तो ये साधका को भी नहीं आने वाला है, उसको भी नहीं आने वाला है. तो दिस यू कैन यू डोंट हैव टू गो टिल ही इज जस्ट गिविंग अ पैरेलल बिटवीन अ डिस्कशन ऑफ भावाभास एंड भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु एंड श्रद्धाभासी है. बट एक्सटैटिक सिम्टम्स को दोनों को नहीं मिलने वाला इधर एट द स्टेज ऑफ साधका लेवल. दिस जस्ट फॉर कंपैरिजन, दैट्स ऑल. Srila Prabhupada refers to the second type of semblance of faith, chaya, as shadow. He also displays high regard for the concept of chaya by calling it para or transcendental. This is from 18th chapter of Nectar of Devotion. From chaya rati abhas. Compared to the devious nature of the reflective faith, shadowy faith is innocent. Persons with shadowy faith worship Krishna but improperly out of ignorance. That is, although they are distracted by material desires or are weak at heart, they have not embraced a philosophy that rejects the supremacy of Krishna. So, they have not yet been affected by Mayavad theory. See, actually na, नामाभास में लेगा तो छाया नामाभास इज द स्टेज प्रायर टू शुद्ध नाम. दैट पर्सन हैज प्योर फेथ. बट इन भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु छाया रत्याभास जो है ना, दैट इज नॉट मेंशन टू बी सुपीरियर टू प्रतिबिंब रत्याभास. एक्चुअली इफ यू सी द डिस्क्रिप्शन इन भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु, Pratibimba Ratyabhas is shown by people who have firm attraction to either Bhukti or Mukti. Okay. So therefore, when that manifests, because these desires for Bhukti and Mukti are very deep-rooted, when the Pratibimba Ratyabhas manifests, it stays for a long time, at least reasonably long time. But Chaya Ratyabhas manifests in those people who are just curious to know about Krishna consciousness. They have no deep-rooted desire for Bhukti or Mukti. They are just curious. And because curiosity is not a deep-rooted emotion, and because curiosity is just a transient emotion, the chaya ratyabhas that manifests in them is also very transient. Kutuhala mahi, it is mentioned something like very kshanik, like very brief, momentary experience only. So therefore, in one sense, if you see in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Pratibimba and Chaya, like in Namabhas, Pratibimba is mentioned to be deviant, distorted, whereas Chaya is said to be the real Namabhas. Whereas in Ratiyabhas, the way in which Rupa Goswami uses it in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Pratibimba and Chaya both are not the real ones. Okay. So here, he is probably, when we read little ahead, we will understand what exactly is this Chaya Shraddhabhas. Compared to the devious nature of reflective faith, shadowy faith is innocent. Persons with shadowy faith worship Krishna, but improperly out of ignorance. So which means they don't have proper Sambandha Jnana. But they are not also affected by the Mayavad tendency.
Also Mukti Mukti.
Bhukti Mukti, they may not have Bhukti and Mukti desires at the same, and also they may not be affected by the Mayavad tendency, but at the same time they may not have complete sambandha gyan also. Probably that is what refers to chaya shraddhabhas. That is, although they are distracted by material desires or are weak at heart, they have not embraced a philosophy that rejects the supremacy of Krishna. As already mentioned, reflective semblance of faith cannot transform into pure faith. Reflective semblance of faith will only bestow the result of what they are aspiring for, bhakti or mukti. It must be rooted out and replaced with faith that is devoid of the wickedness characteristic of Mayavad philosophy. In contrast, shadowy semblance of faith can unfold into pure faith by virtue of its simplicity and absence of philosophical contamination. So that can transform into pure faith. Impressed by externals, the uninformed sometimes mistake persons with reflective faith to be more advanced than those with shadowy faith. Sometimes it's like we were discussing yesterday. Sometimes you may have a person with very strong mixed faith, and he may be taken to be very advanced compared to a person who may have very weak pure faith.
Also because of the strength of their practice.
Strength of their practice. That's what he is indicating here. Impressed by externals, the uninformed sometimes mistake persons with pratibimba shraddhabhas to be more advanced than those with chaya shraddhabhas.
Discussions especially by chaya shraddhabhas are beginning sadhakas, initial preaching devotees.
Yeah, yeah. Today? ये भी आपका बच्चा है 1 2 3 4 क्योंकि आपका वो नहीं है ना हाई वैल्यू डिसीजन वर्कशॉप बाकी मेनी पीपल आर देयर सो वी आर नाउ डिस्कसिंग छाया श्रद्धा बस प्रतिबिंब वी जस्ट कंप्लीटेड सो छाया श्रद्धा बस इज वॉट इज डिस्क्राइब्ड हियर एस weak but pure faith. Matlab, not yet pure, but it is, the faith is very innocent and uncontaminated by false theories, Mayavadi theories. So this is more like weak but pure faith. And pratibimba is, it could be weak or strong, but it is mixed faith, contaminated with desire for bhakti, mukti or Mayavad philosophy. So, sometimes uninformed, 1 minute, sometimes mistake persons with pratibimba shraddhabhas to be more advanced than chaya shraddhabhas. Like yesterday we were discussing. Someone may mistake a person with very strong mixed faith to be more advanced than a person who may have very weak pure faith. So, but the point is, purity indicates direction, strength indicates magnitude. So strength of faith indicates how fast he is traveling towards this direction, and direction indicates, or purity of faith indicates, what is his destination. Those with mixed faith are going to attain a totally different destination other than prema, bhakti or mukti, swarga, like that. Whereas those with pure faith, even though if it is weak, even though may slowly achieve it, but will achieve Krishna Prem nevertheless.
Krishna Pratiyaman.
Yes, Mother Prem. Too slow. Good day.
How to frame this question? So in a Pratibimba
Shraddhavas.
Shraddhavas, we are mentioning this Mayavadis are very dangerous. Among all these mixed faith people, Mayavadis are very dangerous. But in current situation, after propagation of this Mayavadi philosophy, the most of people are practicing it and accepting it as it is. And now after such a long period has been passed, the propagation is so strong that people are not able to come out of this loop of Mayavadi. Even though here a common example by the people that they will give Mayavadi support. Their thoughts and manners and everything has been merged into this. Lifestyle is completely merged into Mayavadi's concepts. So I am doubting where is this evidence or what kind of arguments may be presented by the Shankaracharya that it has been
infiltrated
people so much that after centuries have passed, it is so prominently available in the people's mind, action and behavior, everywhere it is. But although this other philosophy, which is pure in nature, is not able to impact the people so deeply or in a wide range.
See, one thing is, that's probably the potency of preaching. So, it is not that wherever powerful acharyas have come, powerful Vaishnava acharyas have come, they have successfully managed to remove Mayavadi understanding from the hearts of people. Madhvacharya, Ramananda Acharya and their followers. And whenever that preaching spirit has weakened, we have seen other false philosophies getting. So Vaishnavas should be in touch with their books, and Vaishnavas should be in touch with people to share what they have received. So then it will, so whoever takes the lead, that will follow. So ultimately it boils down to, you know, the preaching fire. So if one takes up to it seriously, then world is the limit, you know, you can always spread. And also people with, you know, the Shankaracharya is an empowered personality, Lord Shiva himself, for the purpose of deluding those who may want to misuse the, you know, or who are rejecting
Shastras.
So no, Vaishnavas have to take over and spread. Actually, the Mayavad, the thoughts are not so deep-rooted. Most people do not know what exactly is Mayavad. If they really try to understand, they may give due to some culture.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But in real sense, if you see, they don't know the intricacies of Mayavad. So, ye logon ko, you know, if you give them some Sukruti and then give them Vaishnava philosophy, they will accept it. Is that we should know. Ultimately, they have to be given the opportunity to accumulate the Bhaktyonmukhi Sukrit.
Actually, the farak, Samanthana thoda progressive ka sochi. Subtle kya farak hai? Maya wala ka sochi. Aaj naye logon ko sab same lagta hai. My parents are the same. Aaj wo Amandra boy se aap jo bol rahe ho wahi bol raha hai. Wo bhi wahi bol raha hai. Wo bhi bol raha hai. Pata nahi aisa nahi ho. Aisa lage.
Yeah. So, it seems very similar actually. So, now most people don't know the difference. That the problem is lack of Sukriti. So, we have to, as a mission, we have to help people gain that Sukriti. So, when the Sukriti is gained, automatically they will accept. So, therefore, we have to have the spirit. We have to have many people who accept the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and try to spread it. then slowly, 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 there will be some impact. Impressed by externals, the uninformed sometimes mistake persons with reflective faith or Pratibimba Shraddhabhas to be more advanced than those with Chaya Shraddhabhas. Actually, Chaya Shraddhabhas we were discussing is innocent, undeveloped, but pure faith, which is not strong due to improper Sambandha Gyan. There is no Sambandha Gyan actually. ठीक है यार कहीं के ही बैठता हूँ. Mayavadis, be they karmis, yogis or gyanis, due to their meticulous rituals, strict regulated practices and sense control may appear to have strong faith. In contrast, a novice with shadowy faith, irregular devotional practices and uncontrolled senses, or even an ordinary person serving Krishna out of social convention, may appear to have weaker faith. So same point that we were discussing yesterday. Sometimes it looks like people with weak, pure faith are less advanced compared to those with strong, mixed faith. But this false perception is corrected when the meanings of the words Pratibimba and Chaya are clearly understood. A reflection resembles an object in detail, but is always separated from it. आप एक बड़ा मिरर से 15-20 मीटर दूर खड़ा रहेंगे तो भी आपका रिफ्लेक्शन दिखेगा और आपके जैसे ही दिखेगा. So it looks, see very nicely is mentioning, a reflection resembles an object in detail, but is always separated from it. A shadow, even though a mere silhouette, silhouette means just a, you can see just the outline, is always connected to the object it silhouettes. देखो, वो पैर से connected रहेगा वो, उस व्यक्ति का जो shadow है, will always be connected to his feet. Thus, a shadow is more closely related to an object than a reflection. To make this concept clear, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives the following example of a tree reflected in water. The reflection in the water closely resembles the tree, but is not physically connected to it. The tree's shadow, however, silhouettes the tree and also proceeds from it. Unka root se proceed hota hai. That is the shadow, that is the shadow and the tree are joined. In the same way, although reflective semblance of faith appears stronger than shadowy faith in some cases, it glares out from the separatist mentality of austere Mayavadis and thus remains disconnected from pure faith. In contrast, the seemingly weaker shadowy faith of a less regulated neophyte remains connected to real faith through sincerity. With time, it can develop into pure faith. So this is this. Chaya Shraddhabhas is similar to Chaya Namabhas. And Pratibimba Shraddhabhas is similar to Pratibimba Namabhas. Even though the way in which they are used in Pratibimba and Chaya in Ratyabhas is in a totally different way. Here Chaya is real, Pratibimba is fake. There, Pratibimba and Chaya both are fake. In Ratyabhas. A rhetorical question nicely sums up the idea. Which is of greater and more lasting value? A large tree whose roots are pulled from the ground, or a sapling well rooted in fertile soil? Samjha ki nahi? Large tree with its root pulled out of the soil, or a small sapling with its root very nicely rooted in the fertile soil. मुझे दिख रहा है आपको नहीं दिख रहा है. Shadowy faith. Srila Rupa Goswami applies the understanding of Chaya. See, actually, na, he is connecting these two, but these two are different things. It's a little confusing actually. Pratyabhas is different, defined in a very different way than Namabhas. If you would have just compared it to Namabhas, it would have been much more easier to understand. Because Pratyabhas is defined in a totally different way.
This reflective surface of faith is compared to the large tree whose roots are pulled down.
Reflective semblance of faith. Pratibimba Pratyabhas is like a huge tree. दिखने में बहुत बड़ा है पर उसका रूट सॉइल से निकल चुका है.
उखड़ा हुआ पेड़ और लगा हुआ सैपलिंग.
उखड़ा हुआ पेड़ एंड लगा हुआ सैपलिंग है. ऐसा ही राइट्स इन भक्ति रसामृत संधु. क्षुद्र कौतूहलमयी चंचला दुःखहारिणी रतेश्चाया भवेत् किंचित् तत्सादृश्यावलंबिनी हरिप्रिय क्रिया काल देश पात्रादि संगमात् अपि आनुसंगिका देशा क्वचित् अज्ञेषु अपेक्षते किंतु भाग्यं विना नासौ भाव छायाप्युदञ्चति यत् अभ्युदय यतः क्षेमं तत्र स्याद् उत्तरोत्तरं हरिप्रिय जनस्यैव प्रसाद भरलाभतः भावाभासोपि सहसा भावतम उपगच्छति. A paraphrase summary of these verses appears in the Nectar of Devotion. At that time, simply by the association of such pure devotees, the moon-like rays from their hearts reflect on him, and by the influence of the pure devotee, he may show some likeness of attachment caused by inquisitiveness, but this is very flickering. He is talking about Chaya Pratyabhas. And if by the manifestation of such shadow attachment one feels the disappearance of all material pangs, then it is called para attachment. Such shadow attachment or para attachment can develop if one associates with a pure devotee or visits holy places like Vrindavan or Mathura. But nevertheless, it's Chaya Pratyabhas only. Okay. If an ordinary man. It is Chaya Pratyabhas only. It is not. It has nothing to do with pure Rati. Pure Rati ke liye unko pure faith manifest. Okay, he has to continue in that direction. If an ordinary man is fortunate enough to develop such attachment for Krishna and performs devotional activities in the association of pure devotees, then he can also rise to the platform of pure devotional service. This is possible for those who have Pratibimba or Chaya Pratyabhas or those who do not have both. Ye teeno ko possible hai actually. The conclusion. It's thoda confusing hai. There is no connection between Pratibimba Pratyabhas and Pratibimba Chaya Pratyabhas. Pratibimba Shraddhabhas and Chaya Pratyabhas and Chaya Shraddhabhas mein kuch sambandh nahi. They are more connected to the Namabhas terminologies. But somehow, for some reason, Maharaj is connecting this to the Pratyabhas terminology as used by Rupa Goswami. They are totally different actually. Just that Abhas indicates that it is not real. That connection is there. But O Pratibimba or A Pratibimba, totally different. O Chaya or A Chaya. In fact, actually that Chaya Pratyabhas is said to be inferior in one sense. Because that experience, you see, here he says, Kshudra Kautuhalamai. Kshudra means it is experienced for a very short time compared to the Pratibimba Pratyabhas. Because Pratibimba Pratyabhas is born out of a deep desire for bhukti or mukti.
For example,
मेरा कसम 26 सेकंड में ज्यादा है। हां
हां ओके ओके सो दैट वो प्रतिबिंब भी नहीं है छाया भी नहीं वो चीटिंग है वो
सही जी हां
सो because the desire for bhakti and mukti are very deep rooted, when he comes in touch with a pure devotee, the pratibimba ratyavas that he experiences is prolonged. Whereas when one comes in touch with whereas chaya ratyavas manifests in a person who is just inquisitive, are kya chal raha hai idhar dekh ke aayenge, शूद्र कौतूहलमयी चंचला इट्स वेरी ट्रांजिएंट इमोशन वेरास प्रतिबिंब रत्याभास इज लिटिल मोर इट्स नॉट सो ट्रांजिएंट इट स्टेज फॉर अ वाइल सो एक्चुअली इफ यू सी इन इन रत्याभास टर्मिनोलॉजी एज यूज्ड बाय रूप गोस्वामी छाया इज शोन टू बी इंफीरियर टू प्रतिबिंब Anyway, at that time, simply by the association of such pure devotees, the moon-like rays from their hearts reflect on him, and by the influence of the pure devotees, he may show some likeness of attachment caused by inquisitiveness. But this is very flickering, you see. Because inquisitiveness is flickering. Oh, dekh ke chale jayenge bas. As a, you are walking on the road towards some destination. बाजू वाला बिल्डिंग में कुछ बैंड बाजा का साउंड आ रहा है और जाते जाते ऐसे ऐसे देख के जाएंगे ना, ऐसा नहीं है कि जो जाके उधर ही बैठ के हम भी नाचेंगे गाएंगे, वैसा थोड़ी है। यू आर जस्ट लिटिल इनक्विजिटिव। सो देयरफॉर द काइंड ऑफ रत्याभास दैट इज मैनिफेस्टेड इन देयर हार्ट इज ऑल्सो चंचला, जस्ट लाइक इनक्विजिटिवनेस इज चंचला. Like that. And if by the manifestation of such shadow attachment one feels the disappearance of all material pangs, dukkha harini, then it is called para attachment. Such shadow attachment can develop if one associates with the pure devotees or visits holy places like Vrindavan Mathura. This is true with even pratibimba ratyavas. When they meet such exalted devotees or when they go to Mathura and Vrindavan, it can happen. Even with people who have bhakti desires or mukti desires also, it is not just inquisitive. If an ordinary man is fortunate enough to develop such attachment for Krishna and performs devotional activities in the association of pure devotees, then he can also rise to the platform of pure devotional service. The conclusion is that transcendental attachment is so powerful that even if a common person displays such attachment by the association of pure devotee, that person can be brought to the perfectional stage.
No, this is by little bit performance of devotional service or
by the in the association of pure devotees. If he performs little devotional service, then he can also progress. He will
chaya
ho ya pratibimba ho, dono mein. But such attachment to Krishna cannot be invoked in a person unless he is blessed by the association of pure devotees. Combining Rupa Goswami's comments above with those of Thakur Bhakti Vinod in Bhakti Tattva Vivek throws even more light on the subject. The remainder of this section is a synthesis of those comments. Bhakti Tattva Vivek, na? Correct. Bhakti Tattva Vivek is almost like नहीं भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु का ये है
शॉर्ट बुक है
शॉर्ट भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु का एक वेरी क्रिस्प कमेंट्री है
मैंने पढ़ा था शॉर्ट में होगा
शैडोई सेम्ब्लेंस ऑफ फेथ अवेकन्स इन टू टाइप्स ऑफ पर्संस दोस सीकिंग अ सॉल्यूशन टू मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस एंड दोस हु इनएडवर्टेंटली कम इन कॉन्टैक्ट विद प्योर डिवोटीज एंड अदर थिंग्स रिलेटेड टू कृष्णा This is Bhakti Tattva Vivek chapter 2. So those who are seeking a solution from material suffering or those who inadvertently come in touch with pure devotees. persons of the first type take devotional service with the desire to cross the ocean of material existence, but they do not have transcendental knowledge. When they become knowledgeable, their shadowy semblance transforms into pure faith. The class of demigod worshippers who stay aloof from Mayavad philosophy provide an example of this type of person. But for that, they have to come in touch with real devotees. That's what Bhagavatam says. What is that verse? Second canto. Etavan eva yajatam iha nishreyasodayah bhagavati achalo bhavo yad bhagavata sangata. Chapter 2, second canto, third chapter mein, and he talks about different kinds of worshippers. Those who want a good wife, they worship Uma and like that. So he says that etavan eva yajatam. Then he quotes akama sarva kamo va moksha kamo udarati tivrena bhakti yogena jeda purusham para. Then he says that etavan eva yajatam, all these various kinds of worshippers of various demigods, iha nishreyasodayah, they can achieve the highest perfection. What is the highest perfection? Bhagavati achalo bhavo, unflinching faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How they can get? Yet Bhagavata Sangata. Only if they have association of devotees, only then. Otherwise it is not possible. Okay. When they become knowledgeable, their shadowy semblance of faith transforms into pure faith. The class of demigod worshippers who stay aloof from Mayavad philosophy provide an example of this type of person. That their shadowy semblance of faith is based on the conviction that their deity is an expansion of Vishnu. But because their faith in Vishnu is indirect through a demigod, it is weaker than the faith of the devotees exclusively attracted to the Lord.
Oh.
See, I have to refer whether this Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes
like this. Do the demigod worshippers think like that? Their deity is an expansion of Vishnu?
Some demigod worshippers may think like that.
In fact, pure demigod worshippers are both common.
Huh?
Pure demigod worshippers are both common.
Yes, sir.
Current demigod worshipper is ritually coming.
Aisa ho sakta hai. Thus, although possible, it is highly unlikely that they will succeed in the arduous journey to pure faith because of the intricacies of the process involved in properly worshipping their deity. Space does not permit a detailed account of such extremely complex rituals, but worshippers of Durga, for example, would have to come to pure faith by elevating themselves from their foundation of Durga worship to the ritualistic worship of Surya, then Ganesh, then Shiva, and finally Vishnu. Actually, this not exactly Panchopasana. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur does mention that these different kinds of worships indicate a different level of consciousness, like that, of which Durga is the, you know, lowest. Then comes worship of Surya, then Ganesh, then Shiva, then Vishnu. How it indicates a gradual elevation of consciousness. Bhaktivinoda Thakur does write about it in, I think, Chaitanya Shikshamrita. But mujhe exactly yaad nahi hai main kya padha. Then they would have to adopt the worship of Vishnu as it is practiced by pure Vaishnavas. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada discouraged demigod worship. He vigorously distributed transcendental knowledge and reassured the followers of demigods that serving Krishna was the best way to satisfy their respective duties. Those who follow Prabhupada's prescription, who acquire full transcendental knowledge and abandon demigod worship, awaken pure faith and ultimately achieve perfection. In addition to demigod worshippers, mystic yogis and Brahmavadi jnanis also have shadowy semblance of faith. Mainly because it is not affected by Mayavad. Either Toda, this is varying from the Chaya Namabhas. Because Chaya Namabhas is प्योर फेथ ये ब्रह्मवादी एंड ऑल दिस विल कम इन प्रतिबिंब एक्चुअली इन नामाभास तो इधर इट इज लिटिल बिट एक्चुअली कंफ्यूजिंग although they too are attached to worshipping the impersonal form of godhead unlike the mayavadis they do not deny the lord's superiority and eternality these are the brahmavadis they accept that the highest form of worship is worshipping the personal form of the lord they do worship the personal form of the lord also but they have a desire to merge in the impersonal brahma jyoti they are brahmavadis
kaise based on shraddha
kaise
based on shraddha compared to mayavadi shraddha little bit that's
why yeah correct correct thus they are not offenders like the four kumaras and Shukadeva Goswami they can by right association become pure devotees many other kinds of fruitive workers speculative philosophers and yoga practitioners also have shadowy faith such diversity in the types of persons who develop shadowy faith is due to the complex permutation and combination of the modes of nature impelled by mixtures of faith living entities adopt one of a wide spectrum of spiritual practices and worship an equally wide spectrum of deities but in each case their motivations no matter how slight or well meaning are impure because they aim at goals different from those prescribed by the lord in the science of pure devotion candidates for devotional service be they worshippers of demigods or of lord vishnu cannot progress to pure devotion without pure vaishnava association this is what second canto bhagavatam says yad bhagavata sangata only chanting and hearing in the company of pure devotees instills and nurtures the seed of devotion in a new faith start only when the seed of devotion is nurtured can pure faith develop shila rupa goswami mentioned a second type of person who awakens a shadowy semblance of faith रूप गोस्वामी शैडो सेम्ब्लेंस ऑफ फेथ किधर है रति रति सेम्ब्लेंस ऑफ रति सॉरी श्री रूप गोस्वामी सेज दैट द एक्टिविटीज टाइम्स प्लेसेस और पर्संस डियर टू हरि हैव ग्रेट स्पिरिचुअल पावर लाइक वृंदावन एकादशी लाइक दैट और चैंटिंग जॉइनिंग द चैंटिंग ऑफ डिवोटीज लाइक दैट दीस आइटम्स कैन इनवोक शैडोई फेथ in even ignorant or undeserving persons who come in contact with them activities related to krishna refers to devotional activities such as hearing and chanting times related to krishna refer to occasions such as janmashtami and other festivals persons related to krishna means great devotees with whom one associates by hearing from them so when one comes in contact with these items one can get this shadowy semblance of faith also Srila Prabhupada often interprets the phrase places related to Krishna as holy places such as Vrindavan or Mathura. When common people visit such places out of curiosity as tourists or out of religious customs as pilgrims, they get immense spiritual benefit. Ek bar hum, when we were very young, मेरा पिताजी को साइट सीइंग वो सब जाना बहुत अच्छा लगता था एवरी समर वी यूज्ड टू गो टू दिल्ली बिकॉज़ माय मदर साइड रिलेटिव्स वर देयर सो वी यूज्ड टू विजिट ऑल दिस रेड फोर्ट आगरा फोर्ट कुतुब मीनार फिर आगरा आके ताजमहल वो सब करके वो टूरिस्ट बस के साथ आते थे हम सो वंस वैसा मुझे याद है एक बार आगरा आके वो पैकेज टूर में मथुरा भी था सो वी हैड कम टू मथुरा आई रिमेम्बर पर मुझे वो एक ही चीज याद है वी वेंट थ्रू वो जन्मस्थान गए और उसका रास्ते में ना दिस मस्ट बी एटलीस्ट 30 इयर्स बैक एंड वो एक चीज बहुत स्ट्रांगली याद है That whole street was filled with milk sweets. And aisa wo gali mein ekdam matlab intoxicating fragrance tha matlab milk sweet ka ghee ka you know ya peda वो एकदम इंटॉक्सिकेटिंग फ्रेग्रेंस था, उतना उतना ही यार, और कुछ भी याद नहीं। Srila Prabhupada highlights the essence of spiritual advancement by stressing that one should visit holy places in the company of pure devotees. Gaura amar jesabastane korlo brahmana rangi sesabastana erigoami pranayi bhagata sangeet. The history of Shri Prahlad Maharaj is an example of the way faith inadvertently awakens by contact with things dear to Krishna. In his previous life, he unknowingly fasted on Narsingha Chaturdashi, a time connected to Krishna. Consequently, he became a great devotee in his next life. The Prahlad Maharaj spoken of here is not necessarily the same one mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam 7th canto, because he is a Nitya Siddha.
ये प्रहलाद भी दो तीन पर्सन लेते थे।
अच्छा,
बल्लेपुर ने क्लास लिया था, ये प्रहलाद के बारे में बताया था। नरसिंह चतुर्दशी के व्रत का महत्व क्या है? एंड द सेम पर्सन ही कोटेड गौर महाराज दीक्षा को ना कि टू थ्री पर्सन इज सुसाइड इन वन पर्सन प्रहलाद, सो वन वाज नित्य सिद्ध प्रहलाद।
हां,
अदर वाज जस्ट प्रहलाद, अनदर को किसी को शाप मिला था वो भी प्रहलाद बन के आया था।
क्वाइट पॉसिबल। जीव को Jiva Goswami writes, in the Narsingha Puran, it is said that in his previous birth, Prahlad Maharaj had an argument with a prostitute on the holy day of Narsingha Chaturdashi. Arguing with her all day and night, he neither ate nor slept. And because in this way he fasted and kept an all-night vigil on the holy day, he became a great devotee of the Lord. This is quoted from Bhakti Sandarbha. This raises a question in relation to common people who come in contact with things related to Krishna. Don't the offenses they inevitably commit nullify the spiritual benefits they gain? वो पूरा रात जाग के क्या कर रहा था? एक prostitute के साथ बात कर रहा था. So, will it not nullify the spiritual benefits they gain by staying awake all night on a Because their offenses are inadvertent, they do not nullify the shadowy semblance of faith. Inadvertent, unko pata bhi nahi. By keeping company with Vaishnavas and by acquiring full transcendental knowledge, with time, common people also receive true faith and become candidates for pure devotion. Such are the miraculous effects of the shadow of pure faith, chaya. Chaya Shraddha. Summary and contemporary examples. Okay. So we are going to summarize this topic and he is going to give some contemporary examples to explain. In summary, the semblance of faith is either a reflection or a shadow of pure faith. Abhi tak kuch samjha nahi, to abhi summary mein kuch samajh mein aayega. Although these two types of semblance of faith have many subdivisions, the characteristic common to all of them is the conviction that happiness can be found in some activity outside pure devotion to Krishna. Both of them have, that is why it is not called pure Shraddha, whereas it is called Shraddha Bhas. Although reflective semblance of faith is difficult to purify, shadowy semblance of faith is not. Okay, this is innocent but little borderline impure faith. Due to improper sambandhagya or insufficient sambandhagya. Whereas the pratibimba is improper sambandhagya. Ek jo pura ka pura mridanga galati seekh liya aur bahut kirtans mein bajaya bhi. To abhi usko sahi seekhna hai to mushkil hai. वो सीखेगा भी नहीं, वो बोले यार मैं बजा सकता हूँ यार, आपका कुछ तेरे किटा वो सब मुझे जरूरत नहीं है, मैं बजा सकता हूँ कीर्तन में, बहुत बजाया मैं. वो सीखेगा भी नहीं, वो है प्रतिबिंब. शैडोई फेक क्या है? तो एकदम कुछ सीखने का इच्छा है पर कुछ सीख नहीं पा रहा है, तो कोई आके सिखाएगा तो सीख लेगा वो, लाइक दैट.
This shadowy semblance of faith comes
कोई भी
that, मतलब that, he falls under Vedic world.
He may or may not also.
He is a worshipper of the god.
He may or may not also. One may just out of sentiment also he may worship. That is not shastric actually nonsense.
Then this shadow is evidence of faith, the intervention of pure devotee.
In both cases, when there is an intervention of pure devotee, they can become pure. But it is more easy in the case of shadowy faith because it is innocent. But in the case of reflected, it has the crookedness of Mayavadi, this thing, or the desire for bhakti and mukti is very deep rooted. उनका केस में वो चेंज हो गया बिकॉज चैतन्य महाप्रभु वाज इन्वॉल्वड. ऑल्दो रिफ्लेक्टिव सेम्ब्लेंस ऑफ फेथ इज डिफिकल्ट टू प्यूरिफाई, शैडोई सेम्ब्लेंस ऑफ फेथ इज नॉट. शैडोई फेथ इज इजीली प्यूरिफाइड इन द कंपनी ऑफ प्योर वैष्णवास. When persons with shadowy faith carefully understand the principles of transcendental knowledge, when they worship Krishna under the guidance of pure devotees, they purify their conditioned natures. Pure faith then ignites in them and makes them eligible for pure devotional service. But persons who do not avail the company of pure devotees and who do not apply themselves to understanding pure devotion remain under the influence of modes, which means their faith remains under the influence of modes. In this way, past conditioning dominates and determines the nature of their faith. It becomes swabhavajam shraddha. The semblance of faith may be a key to the heavenly planets or even to a semblance of liberation, muktiabhas. But it can never grant the type of liberation that awakens the soul's original form, as described by Shukadeva Goswami. Muktir hitva anyata rupam swarupena vyavasthiti. That kind of reawakening one's constitutional position as servant of Krishna in one of the five rasas is not possible by Shraddhabhas. Only pure Shraddha can give it. Liberation is the permanent situation of the form of the living entity after he gives up the changeable, gross and subtle material bodies. Srimad Bhagavatam. O Vaishnava readers, possessed of pure faith, guard your treasure carefully and nurture it with pure devotional activities. There are many people in the dress of Vaishnavas who market distorted ideologies. These miscreants can contaminate your faith and turn you from the path of pure devotion left to us by our ever well-wisher. Who? Srila Prabhupada. Please be on guard. What are the examples of such contemporary ideologies? The Ritvik philosophy concocted by apparently well-wishing followers of Prabhupada is one of them. Ritviks claim that even after the departure of his divine grace, one can become his direct initiated disciple. The Ritvik philosophy accepts Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead, and so it is not overtly Mayavadi. It means so explicitly Mayavadi nahi hai wo. Still, it is distorted and thus impure. It has impersonalist undertones. Characteristic of traditional Sahajiyas and is an obstacle to pure devotion for the following reasons. Why is it an obstacle to pure devotion? Ritviks agree that their understanding of initiation is not standard. But they say that their recommended process for connecting with the disciplic succession is acceptable due to Prabhupada's extraordinarily empowered status. Standard nahi hai, to Prabhupada kya ordinary person hai kya? He is extraordinarily empowered.
Just now, Kodikar, there are many standards in this country. I am like, not the one. I am the one. Yes, I know. It's not like that. But many things has come like that. Prabhupada has changed many things. Because he was an important person. Vishnu should not do this. Hari Bhaktivedanta mentioned this. Vishnu should not do this. They are doing it. Because Prabhupada has given permission. This is important. In the red speaking.
Yet the suggestion that Srila Prabhupada was empowered to act contrary to scripture and Vaishnava tradition or would use his empowerment to do so is an insult rather than a praise. That Prabhupada would use his empowered status to break the scriptural injunctions. Are you glorifying him or are you insulting him, criticizing him?
Hello. But they say that the recommended process for connecting with the conceptual association is acceptable.
Due to, अरे वो standard नहीं हमको भी पता है, तो Prabhupada क्या ordinary है क्या? Is he an ordinary spiritual master? Is an empowered, extraordinarily empowered acharya.
Then what is their process? What is?
They say that hey, normally you need a living guru. But because Prabhupada is extraordinary, even though he is not living, you can connect to him. That is their explanation. Samjha ki nahi? Normal gurus ke saath aisa nahi ho sakta hai. They have to be living. But Prabhupada is not normal. So he is extraordinarily empowered. So even after leaving, you can connect to him. You can become his direct disciple. That is what they say. So, Bhakti Vinod Thakur was empowered nahi the kya? Bhakti Siddhanta Sahaja Thakur was empowered nahi the. So, they say that yet the suggestion that Srila Prabhupada was empowered to act contrary to scripture and Vaishnava tradition or would use his empowerment to do so is an insult rather than a praise. Why? Srila Prabhupada repeatedly emphasized that his empowerment came from strictly following scriptures and his predecessors. This is quoted from Bhagavad Gita 3:27 at Madras and in Vrindavan on 7th April. He was proud of his fidelity. Fidelity means chastity towards the sampradaya. To suggest that Prabhupada was unchaste to his spiritual heritage, that he was an independent absolute authority, is to attribute to him a status the Kartabhaja Sahajiyas attribute to their gurus. The Kartabhaja Sahajiyas believe that the guru is the boss, the ultimate and final authority, not Guru Sadhu Shastra, Guru. It also resembles the Mayavad philosophy in the way it twists the meaning of the scripture to suit its own preconceived conclusions by means of the indirect explanation called Gauna Vritti. Secondary explanations they gave to accept, you know, to suit it to their own understanding, preconceived notions. Moreover, the Ritvik's core argument that ISKCON's future generations have an inherited right to direct Diksha connection with Srila Prabhupada is much akin to the Jat Gosai Sahajiyas who claim a spiritual lineage to Lord Nityananda, for instance, solely by seminal ties. So they say that you can connect to Nityananda Prabhu's legacy only through us, seminal ties. So it seems like that. Both groups lay claim to concocted spiritual heritage without the explicit empowerment from their founder. Prabhupada has not told them like that. This core argument also clears the way for all devotees for all time to jump over the line of disciplic succession to Srila Prabhupada. Like Bhaktidev Swami Maharaj in Harinam Chintamani commentary, Reflections of Sacred Teachings. Okay, he has given Che books, he has written commentaries, or he has given seminars which have been compiled into books. So usme Harinam Chintamani mein third offense, the holy name Guru Ravagya, disobey the orders of the spiritual master, usme he gives an example. He quotes a story from a book which was later written. So there was one person whose name was Jayagopal. So this Jayagopal was the disciple of the disciple of Veerabhadra Goswami. This Jayagopal was very learned, scholarly. But his guru, who was Veerabhadra Goswami's son, sorry, disciple, he was illiterate. So Jayagopal was very ashamed of his guru. So whenever people would ask, who is your spiritual master? He would say, Veerabhadra Goswami. Because he didn't want to. Because he was. गुरु बोला तो गूगल खुल गया. देखो आजकल का गुरु वही है.
गूगल बोले तो क्या बोलो खुलेगा.
So when Veerabhadra Goswami came to know about this, he informed all the Vaishnava community to ostracize this person. No one should talk with Jayagopal Bhutta. Veerabhadra Goswami. Veerabhadra Goswami was Nityananda Prabhu's son.
He was present.
Guru was there, Param Guru was there. But he was directly telling, Param Guru is my guru. He said, immediately reject. He told all the Vaishnava. That is the precedent. That you can't jump over.
Probably, so the first people are still some people are also there.
Huh?
Still some people are also there.
Yeah. That's what, no? The things, no?
Yes, yes, and another thing is there.
Still?
Still?
I'm direct disciple of Prabhupada. Even though they have received. Yeah, maybe, quite possible.
You see, the guru's initiation.
Mentality is same mentality. This core argument also clears the way for all devotees for all time to jump over the line of disciplic succession to Srila Prabhupada. तो वही है ना. अभी आगे भी कोई भी बोल सकता है मैं डायरेक्ट प्रभुपाद का डिसिपल हूं. इट ऑब्स्क्यूर्स द ट्रूथ दैट सर्विंग द सर्वेंट ऑफ द सर्वेंट इज सुपीरियर टू डायरेक्ट सर्विस. इट ऑल्सो ओपन्स अ पैंडोरास बॉक्स बाय अलोइंग एनीवन डायरेक्ट एक्सेस टू एनी मेंबर ऑफ द डिसिपलिक सक्सेशन इंक्लूडिंग कृष्णा हिमसेल्फ. इसको एक डायरेक्ट प्रभुपाद, तो उसमें डायरेक्ट कृष्णा बोलने में क्या क्या है. एक 18 लोग को आगे जाना है ना, बस उतना ही है ना. एक का जा सकता हूं तो दो का जा सकता हूं ना. दो का जा सकता हूं तो तीन है तो चार, तो ऐसा 18 डायरेक्ट कनेक्शन टू कृष्णा.
एक बार एक हमारा डिवोटी जर्नलिस्ट का बेंगलोर टेंपल में गया था सर ठीक है. तो हम लोग सस्पिशन आ गया कि मुंबई से इसका रिसेप्शन से बोला कि ऐसा पूछा उसे.
नक्षपत्र नक्षपत्र इसकॉन तो बताओ. हाँ बस मैं कौन नोटिस किया इसकॉन ना. हाँ इसकॉन बता वो इसकॉन मतलब मैं इसकॉन में काम करता था.
हाँ
नहीं वो इसकॉन अलग बोलते विदर डोमेट कर बोलते नहीं अलग से सेम ही बोलते ये इसकॉन अलग बोलते.
In this sense, it is similar to the rebellious mood of Mayavadis who accept the disciplic succession not as an eternal reality but as a temporary means to liberation and who then want to be the Lord rather than anyone's servant. Ritviks may have strong faith, but like other wayward Vaishnava groups, their faith is based on defective knowledge. Thus, it should be recognized as a mere semblance of faith and rejected. Vaishnavas should not be surprised by the weed-like ideologies that grow in the pristine garden of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. Pratibimba. Because it is almost like Mayavadna, that's why he's talking. The Lord himself predicted that such growths were inevitable. In the quotation below, he reassures devotees that they can indeed remain on the path of pure devotion by carefully following the teachings and examples of his empowered devotees. He's going to quote. Lord Chaitanya said, O Haridas, listen attentively to what I have to say. This is must be quoting from Enam Nindamani. Let's see. The truth about the holy name will be hidden by mischievous rascals who will create a dark shroud of ignorance over the entire world. At that time, these excellent and unrivaled instructions of yours about chanting in the association of saintly persons shall be understood only by a remaining handful of devotees. The true path of the holy name will be followed by saintly souls who are totally detached from material life. They will chant the holy name with bhava and will therefore be known as rasika bhaktas. Their mood will be that of separation, and by their chanting they will relish the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the eight principal gopis. The jiva is blessed with pure bhakti only on the strength of his sukriti or piety and faith. Not everyone is entitled to have such devotion, but in order to instill such devotion in the hearts of the faithful, I have descended to propagate the chanting of the holy name as the religion of this age. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's assurance. Another faction that may damage the faith of Prabhupada Anugas, Srila Prabhupada's strict followers, warrants mention. What is that? It contains some, but not all of the Vaishnavas outside our society. These devotees are either former members of ISKCON or current members of the Gaudiya Mutt. From a theological and philosophical viewpoint, they are more or less in harmony with Srila Prabhupada's teachings. But from the point of view of how Lord Chaitanya's missions should be structured, guided and presented, they are at odds with Srila Prabhupada's mandate. How? Gaudiya Mutt mein kya hai? It's one single mutt where the guru is the final autocrat. But Prabhupada wanted a society which is more conducive for mass propagation of the teachings. He wanted a GBC and no one autocratic person. So some people, you know, in the overall philosophical understanding, they may be in line with Prabhupada, but when it comes to structuring of a religious institution, they may say that no, this does not work. Of course, they are against Prabhupada and they are against Bhaktisiddhanta Vidyadhar also, because both of them wanted GBC to manage. Such organizational disparity is tolerable as long as institutions and their members do not mix too closely. Jada closely, we should not be mixing. Unfortunately, certain Gaudiya Vaishnavas do not do everything but keep a healthy distance from ISKCON. They make it their mission to impose their views on Srila Prabhupada's society. By subtle politics, word jugglery or plain intimidation, they try to infiltrate ISKCON and convert its followers to Gaudiya Mutt. With flowery words of praise for Srila Prabhupada, they attempt to qualify his teachings, undermine his representatives and reroute his movement to another ultimate authority. Like flowery words of praise, like in one sense you see, sometimes you may see. Anyway, in short, they want to share at best or supplant at worst Srila Prabhupada's position as founder acharya of his own society. In this case, The threat is to devotees' faith in Srila Prabhupada, not to their faith in Krishna. The pure faith of a Prabhupada Anuga is that all perfection will come from exclusively following Srila Prabhupada's instructions. When ISKCON's members concede that Srila Prabhupada's guidance and authority may be tempered or even diluted by the guidance and authority of another Vaishnava, then this becomes a semblance of faith in Srila Prabhupada. See, what to speak of other Gaudiya Vaishnavas? Sometimes we are very open to accept guidance from other sampradayas or too many things. You know, it could be other Vedic or non-Vedic people also. That semblance of faith, even if it leads to Krishna, is unacceptable to pure followers of Srila Prabhupada. You may say, is he not a Vaishnava? Correct. Is this not a bona fide Vedic literature? Correct. But it does not have the protection of Bhaktivedanta purports. And the mood of the person, he may be a Vaishnava, but his mood may not match the mood of our parampara and mood of Prabhupada. Therefore, it's always a risk. It was he who said, always follow my instructions and my example. This should be your life and soul. His letter to Hamsadutta. Prabhupada Anugas want the result awarded by following Srila Prabhupada without external interference. They want Srila Prabhupada as he is. Ehi sabha sadhanera ati tuchabal. Ehi sabha sadhanera ati tuchabal. Krishna bhakti vinataha dite narefal. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila. Without devotional service, all other methods for spiritual self-realization are weak and insignificant. Unless one comes to the devotional service of Lord Krishna, jnana and yoga cannot give the desired results. So like this, we have discussed about, these two kinds of Pratibimba and Chaya Shraddha Bhas.
Second one is clear settled.
It's a little more settled.
More settled.
But what we are, there are many such shades, nationalistic sentiments.
Can we quote
Vedic sentiments,
like that? Can we read and quote some of the books of Srila Prabhupada's godmother, like Bhakti Rasika Maharaj, a bit of a commentary on Bhagavad Gita? Can we do that? The Prabhupada,
see, as long as Bhakti Rasika Maharaj. See, as long as it is not, contradicting Prabhupada in some cases. Because in some of their these things, even Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj in one sense was not very favorable for forming GVC. He was of the opinion that you cannot it actually relativizes the guru, which is in one sense true, but the fact is mass propagation you have to give preference, then certain things have to be accepted. Because when a disciple sees a guru, his own guru being controlled by a higher body, it can shake his faith in the absolute nature of his guru. It is a fact. But the fact is, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted it. Prabhupada wanted it. So when it comes to how to institutionalize Krishna conscious movement, we cannot accept, we cannot hear from them. But a plain commentary on Bhagavad Gita, that I don't think is that serious, as long as it is not contradicting the Prabhupada's teachings. Okay, so we will pause here and continue this discussion tomorrow, Srila Prabhupada ki. So as some of you would have received the SMS, so we started Manasiksha yesterday evening. So, and we intend to continue it every week, Thursday and Friday. So Thursday, Friday we will have Manasiksha, and every Sunday evening we are planning to start Madhurya Kadambini along with Bhaktidev Maharaj's commentary on that Madhurya Kadambini. So that would be every Sunday 6 to 8, and every Thursday and Friday 6 to 8 would be Manasiksha. So, and hopefully, we have created a WhatsApp group where those of you who are in WhatsApp, everyday notes you can, you know, we are doing it on the board because we don't have PowerPoint, because we have the hard copy only as of now. So we will make notes and we will take photos of those notes, and Anandamayi Prabhu is taking, and whoever is in the WhatsApp group, they will receive notes.
Which WhatsApp group?
Manasiksha WhatsApp group bolke banaye. Those will come. So they can get the notes, they can revise it and come before they come next time. So that's just the little update that we started yesterday. And this Sunday, which is tomorrow, we will be starting Madhurya Kadambini along with Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj's commentary.